Home from the office, I see. Look at you, all dressed up in your suit and tie. Have I ever told you how good you look like that? Manly, in control. One could even say dominant. Your suit, bespoke, isn't it? And I do believe that's one of the ties I picked out for you. But we both know it's just a costume you wear, a facade, an illusion. You spend the day at work, at the office, in the courtroom, being strong, being confident. But all that changes when you walk through this door, doesn't it? When you come home, you can be yourself. You can show me what you really are. You're my little dum-dum. Oh, don't look away. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Better, dummy. Much better. Oh, with just a word, I can make those cheeks turn pink and have you squirming like a little boy. Because when you're around me, you don't need to think anymore. You don't need to make a single decision or worry about any choices. I do that for you. You just need to obey. And obedience doesn't take any thought at all now, does it? Standing there like that, all dressed up. It's like a bad joke, isn't it? Oh, all that strength, control, and confidence evaporates once you walk through that door. It's feeling uncomfortable now, isn't it? Everything it symbolizes isn't true anymore. No, dummy, don't take it off. I want to watch you squirm a bit. I want it to sink in. I want it to feel uncomfortable. There we are. My little dum-dum, all dressed up in a suit and tie, trying to convince the world that he's something more than just my little toy. My little dum-dum. My little loser. Oh, you're fidgeting. Okay, enough hiding from me. Take it off. Slowly. I want to watch you shed your armor. The thing that protects you out there. The thing that you don't need once you're here with me. Jacket first, then the tie. Hand it to me. So soft. Silk. Now your shirt. One button at a time. Start at the top. Don't think, just listen and obey. Good boy. I can see the illusion starting to fade. No more thinking, dum-dum. Just listen to me and let me guide you. Oh, I do love the way you look. Such a gorgeous contrast now. Bare chest, strong arms, open and exposed for me. And yet, from the waist down, you are still hiding. Those pants, that belt, those shoes, still part of the world out there. The one you came here to escape from. Your belt, slowly. Hand it to me. Good little dum-dum. I love how you breathe when I call you that. How you inhale sharply and hold it. With just my words, I change your whole world, don't I? Yes, I do, dum-dum. And now the pants. Undo them and let them drop to the floor. Oh, God. I love how they do that. It's almost like they were made for this moment. Shoes, socks, and of course, your panties. I love knowing that all day long, those pretty panties are caressing you. Soft, silky, oh, so pretty and feminine. Just one of the many reminders that you are mine, wherever you are, and whatever you do. Before you take them off, turn around. I want to see your pantied ass. That pretty lace waistband. The way the panties grasp your cheeks. God, you fill them out so nicely. In the back, at least. I love how it feels when I rub my hands over them. Grabbing your ass, letting you know that you are my toy. I love that you let me send you to work in your pretty panties. Our shared little secret. And when things get too stressful, too overwhelming, that you can close your eyes and slip away for just a second in your pretty panties and be my little dum-dum. My little toy. Now turn around and take them off. Show me. Show me what I really want to see. The thing that makes you so selfish, so greedy. Oh, there he is. My little locked up cock. Oh, we both know that it causes you nothing but trouble. At least when it's free. But now it's my little prisoner, isn't it? All locked up. So many people say that men's cocks make them stupid. But we both know that isn't true. Irrational? Greedy? Desperate? Aggressive? Yes. All of those things. But not stupid. I think when men think with their cocks, it actually makes them quite clever. Predictable, but clever. They will do anything to get their pleasure. They become selfish. They become greedy little piggies. But we have taken care of that, haven't we? When I used your cock to control you, I wasn't really controlling you. I was controlling your desire, your pleasure, your arousal. Withholding that from you was fun. Watching you grow more desperate over time. Teasing you. Oh, making you squirm and ache for me. Oh, God. But that was just a game. It was easy enough to draw you in, seduce you, and get you to give me that part of yourself. And I took it. But it wasn't enough. Not for me, and not for you. What I took from you then was control. And now, after all these months, keeping you locked, denied, desperate, I have that. But it didn't make you stupid, did it? No. It made you more willing, more eager to please, less irrational, less greedy, less aggressive. Even less desperate. Oh, I know you're frustrated, always. Because I want you that way. But desperate? That passed weeks ago when you realized that this is how we were going to live our lives from now on. You found a way to channel it, reframe it, think of it as something different. Your desperation for your own pleasure was transformed into a desperation for my pleasure. It is such a strange alchemy. No longer thinking about yourself, only thinking about me. And when I moan, oh, I moan for both of us. When I feel arousal, pleasure, and release, oh, I feel it for both of us. And when I orgasm, I do it for both of us. Slowly, it became enough for you. And now it is everything for you. Because it is all you get. And that is when you became mine. Not my man. Not my partner. Not my husband. You are certainly all of those things. But that is when you became my little dum-dum. And I do so love calling you that, because not only did I take away your cock, that was easy, I took away your mind. And now when you look at me, you don't think, you wait. You wait for me to think for you, for me to tell you what to do, what to feel, what to be. And you will do, feel, and be whatever I say. My toy, my puppet, my little dummy. You are my dum-dum, aren't you? Nod for me. Good dummy. Good little dum-dum. I can see it in your eyes now. The world out there is a million miles away. Kneel, dummy. Good, dum-dum. Eyes on me. When I slide my beautiful Louboutins off my feet and show you my stocking-clad toes, you no longer need to think. You just watch. Because I taught you. I've trained you to admire them, to want them. I've trained your body to respond when you press your lips to my shoes, when you kiss my feet, when you touch them, rub them, caress them. I've taught you to care only about my pleasure and not think about your own. And when I part my knees and show you my panty-covered pussy, you can't think of anything else but worshiping it. Oh, you wait for the command. You wait to be told. You don't dare think on your own, because that isn't for you anymore. Not here. Not while you're with me. Dum-dums don't think. They don't need to. And when I open my shirt and you see my bra, you think about how I like to be touched, teased a bit, and tantalized by your strong hands. Even now, your senses are starting to fill with a memory of my scent, of how I smell when I get aroused, wet, turned on. I can see you struggle, wanting that, wanting to crawl to me and do all those things that make me happy, that please me. Then I watch your eyes, and I know what you're thinking. Clear your mind and wait. Stop thinking. Wait to be told. Wait to obey. And you turn everything off for me and just listen. You listen to my breathing. You listen for my heartbeat. I snap my fingers and point to my feet, and you crawl to me. I give you the command, worship, and you do. Gentle kisses, you grow lost in my feet. I'm still holding your tie and your belt. I snap my fingers again, kneel, and you do. I wrap your tie around your head, over your eyes. You hold still as I take your sight from you. The belt I wrap around your throat, pulling it gently until it's snug around your neck, tight enough for you to feel it, but not tight enough to restrict your breathing or blood flow. I hold the length of the belt behind your head and open my legs. You can't see me, but you know. You know, and you wait. No thinking now, just obedience. I snap my fingers again. Pussy, I instruct you. And you press your head toward me, sliding your cheek against my thigh and letting your mouth and nose press into my panty-covered crotch as you find your way. I don't let your lips or tongue touch me there anymore. I've taught you to please me through my panties because I want you to focus on my pleasure, not yours. And I know how you crave the taste of my pussy and feeling your lips pressing against my wet cunt. As you press towards me, I hold the belt taut, not quite letting you reach me. You press more, struggling and squirming. The belt tightens as your mouth presses into the fabric, and you start to lick and press your lips into me, struggling to please me, wanting my pleasure more than you want your own. Not thinking, just obeying. Your face turns red as you struggle. Every effort tightens the belt around your neck, making it harder to breathe, making it harder to think. But you aren't thinking, you are obeying. Your gasps and struggles turn me on like nothing else. I know you're getting lightheaded. The belt is cutting off your blood flow and your breath. Oh, but you don't stop. You don't think. You obey. You know I won't harm you, but I do want to see you sacrifice yourself for me. You no longer think about yourself. You don't even think of me. You don't think at all. You just obey. I am getting wetter and wetter. Oh, the more desperate you are, the more excited I get. Your tongue pressing the fabric of my panties against my clit, flicking and licking, just as I taught you. My stomach fills with the slow build of an orgasm I know I can't hold back. Oh, I close my eyes. Enjoying what I've turned you into. I feel wave after wave of pleasure wash over me, and for the moment, I'm lost. My body shaking, my legs trembling. And as I come, I tell you what you are now. You're my toy, my slave, my obedient little loser. Oh, you're my pathetic cunt licker. My little loser.